那么今天呢，再次来到神的面前，我们真的来全心的来敬拜他。
Once again, we come before the Lord today and we offer our worship wholeheartedly.
有时候真的觉得神是创造万物的神，我们怎么能够来侍奉他呢？我们人手怎么能侍奉他呢？
Sometimes we may wonder, the God is the creator of heaven and earth. How can we worship him with our physical hands?
Serve him.
Serve him.
他创造了万物，万物都是靠他有的。我们是多么的渺小，我们怎么能够来服侍他呢？
So he created everything, and we are so small, so insignificant. How can we serve him?
但是他把这样的权利赐给我们，让我们成为他的仆人，成为他的儿女，目的是祝福我们。
However, he gave us the authority to become his children, he become his servants. The reason behind it is for us to serve or worship him.
To be blessed.
To be blessed. 对。
那神真的就是他不缺乏任何的东西。
So God does not lack anything.
他为什么要差派历代的先知，甚至好多的先知来牺牲？受尽苦难，要把圣经来传给我们，要把耶稣赐给我们，目的只有一个，就是他要祝福人类。
But why he still sends generation after generation different prophets, even to the point of sacrificing themselves, including Jesus Christ who sacrificed for us? The reason behind all of this is because he wants to bless us.
就是希望真的我们每一个人能够明白他的爱。
So that every one of us can understand his love.
我相信人在本性里面，或者说这个堕落的天性里面，真的需要信心来明白神的爱。
I believe that human, as we are sinful creatures, we need to understand God's love.
就是包括今天世界上发生的一切，那我们跟圣经来对照，神要我们做的。有时候我们发现，我们怎么做呢？有些东西很难做，有些东西做的时候我们会害怕失去很多的东西。
Sometimes we need to compare what the Bible says and our behaviors, and we will question ourselves: How should we do this? How can we do it? Sometimes we fear that if we do this according to what the Bible says, we may lose something.
但是神的目的就是只有一个，他要祝福我。
But however, God has only one purpose, is to bless us.
所以这一切，我们所做的一切，耶稣来把圣灵赐下来，包括他的仆人们要教会里面来不断的来传讲好消息，牧养。唯一的一个目的就是要我们的祝福。
However, the only reason behind all of this, including Jesus sacrificing himself and also including the servants sacrificing themselves, the only reason behind all that is to bless us.
但是我们很多时候是不明白。
But a lot of times it's hard for us to understand.
或者说我们很迟钝。
Or you can say that we are very slow to understand.
所以神就用各种各样的办法，想办法来鼓励我们。
So Lord is using all sorts of different methods, different ways in order to encourage us.
今天我们的聚集，今天我们的敬拜，今天我们的讲道，都是神要让我们，增加我们对他的信心。
So through our worship, our sermons, and our gathering today is God's ways in order to encourage our faith.
尤其耶稣，他自己和他的仆人写了很多关于末世的东西写下来，也是为了预备我们，要祝福我们。
So including the end times prophecies from Jesus and also from his servants, all of these are to prepare us for the coming days.
当我们一开始读这些耶稣的预言，关于末世的预言， 或者启示录的时候呢，我们真的会很害怕，也不喜欢这些事情来发生。
So when we read about the end time prophecies by Jesus, and also when we read about the book of Revelations, it is very hard for us to, you know, perceive, and you know, we do not like to receive this kind of message.
没有人喜欢听，就是灾难在前头等着他。
So no one likes to hear that disaster is waiting for you on the other end.
但是耶稣把这些东西写下来的目的只有一个，就是因为他非常的爱我。
But the reason why Jesus written down all of these, it is to bless us, to prepare us.
他知道前面要发生的事情，所以他是我们的牧者，他就先预先要来告诉我们，来好好的来跟随他。
So he knows our future. He knows what is going to come. That's, and he is our shepherd. That's why he is written down all of these to guide us.
我觉得在今年，去年年底，我觉得神让我就是要预备讲这些信息，特别关于末世的一些信息。
So at the end of last year, I felt the Lord is preparing for me to, you know, give you this kind of sermons on the end times.
有些信息呢，听起来跟过去的格调可能不太一样。
So some of the message may seem quite opposite from what I used to preach.
不是 opposite, 是 different.
Different. Different, sorry.
但是呢，我们作为神的仆人，就是要按照神的心意来侍奉大家。
But as a servant of God, I need to serve all of you in according to what God want me to do.
那如果我们按照神的心意来服侍大家呢，我们将来都要来感谢神，都要来蒙他的祝福。
If we serve according to what he wants, then God is going to be pleased with us.
如果我们按照我们自己的心意来服侍，我自己觉得好的，或者自己理解的服侍呢，将来可能大家要受害。
If we serve according to our own pleasure, then we will be under persecution in you.
其实这是每一个神所拣选的仆人真正不能做的事情，就是按照自己的意思去服侍神。
So that's the only thing that as a servant of God that cannot do is to serve according to his or her own, you know, pleasure.
因为将来我们都要向神来交账。
Because in the end, we all have to give account to the Lord.
就是圣经里面讲呢，就是说好多假先知来说平安了，平安了，但是呢，其实没有平安。
Just like what the Bible have written that when false prophet came, they say, "Okay, it's peace. There is peace. However, there is no peace."
但是呢，我们在主里面，若紧紧的跟随神，必然会有他所赐的平安。
But if we are following God in Him, then we will have peace in Him.
但是世界上的一切呢，将会，撒旦会通过一切将会引诱我们来偏离神的道路。
However, Satan is going to try to deceive us so that we will be led astray.
包括神所赐的身份、权柄和物质的祝福。
Including our identity in the Lord, and authority in Him, and also including our possessions.
这些都会成为撒旦拿来试探的一个工具，让我们偏离主的道路。
All of these will be ways for the Satan to deceive us.
那撒旦有一个唯一的目的，就是说他让你得到世界上的一切，但是要让你失去真正的生命。
So Satan will try to deceive you so that you think you will gain everything in the world, but however you will lose everything in the Lord.
所以呢，今天我们会讲一个信息，就是如何来战胜撒旦的试探。
So today we are going to talk about a message is how to overcome from the temptation from the evil ones.
那我们先来翻开创世纪第二章第九节到十六十七节，我们来读一下创世纪第二章。
So we will first turn to Genesis chapter 2, verse 9.
还有十六十七节。我们读往中文节，再读读英文。
OK.
耶和华审视各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。十六节间，耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，这是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 9 and verse 16 to 17. Okay, verse 9. And the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the trees of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And 16 and 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat it, you will surely die.
那我们再读一遍的时候呢，仔细注意神这里面讲的一些细节。
So let's read again and pay attention to the details in what the Lord says.
就是大家读神的话呢，其实比我听我的讲道更加的重要。
So it is more important for you to read the scriptures more than listening to what I say.
那为什么要来讲道呢？因为神真的知道大家需要一些解释。
So, but then why is there a sermon? It's because sometimes Lord understand that you need some kind of guidance.
耶和华神是各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，好做食物。园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。
So verse 9, the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
十六节讲的呢，耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，这是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为吃的日子你必定死。
16, 17, and the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat it.
那这里你发现呢，就是说神造了各样树上的果子呢，它第一个呢是可以悦人的眼，就是很好看啊，这是人有一种欣赏啊，这种好看的这样一个作用。
So first of all, Lord make all kinds of trees for us to eat, and at the same time, they are very pleasing to our eyes. So it looks good to our eyes.
所以今天讲来就是说，这是我们情感情绪的一个层面。神真的是一个有喜怒哀乐的神啊，他真的是懂得这些让我们明白什么叫美，什么叫不美，对吧？在欣赏他的创造。
So it's from a level of, you know, like our emotion, our perception. So God really knows us and, you know, like helping us to understand what is beauty and what is, you know, things that are not, you know, ugly.
那第二个呢，他就讲到呢，好做食物，就是神造了这些果子呢，是好做食物，就是要给人吃的。
And also it says it's good for food, so it means it's for us to eat.
而且他说园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，就是你可以随便吃，包括生命树的果子。
And he also said that you are free to eat from any trees, including the trees of life.
就是说你可以随意吃， 几千几万种果子你都可以随意吃，包括生命树的果子你也可以吃。
So out of thousands and tens of different kind of trees, you are free to eat from any of them, including the tree of life.
但是有一棵树上的果子呢，不能吃，那叫做分别善恶树。
So except for one tree, that is a tree of knowledge and good and good and evil.
啊，那棵神秘的树呢，害了我们几千年。
你再说一次，sorry。
我说那棵神秘的树，我们今天好多人也不太清楚，它毒害了我们。
So this mysterious trees has been, you know, like a been a poison to us for thousands of years.
那这里讲到就是神创造的时候呢，其实神给人一个很多的自由啊，有可以吃的，可以看的，有好多的东西，就是很自由的。但是呢，它也有一些有一个禁区，人不可以进去。
So you can see that God has given us a lot of freedom, the different trees that you can eat from. However, there is also some restriction.
那我们再次翻到这个约翰一书第二章的新约的约翰一书第二章，也讲到我们这些眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲啊这些东西。
Also, we can turn to 1 John chapter 2. It says about the cravings of our, you know, eyes and our flesh.
那我们看看约翰一书第二章十五节到十七节。
So it's John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of a sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
你看这里，创世纪第一章讲呢，他造了那些树木啊，就要悦人的眼目。啊，这就是仰慕的情，对吧？造了那些果子呢，好做食物，这就是满足肉体的需要，对不对？那为什么这里又讲呢？这一切，你不能爱他呢
？So, for Genesis, it says the food is pleasing to your eyes and also good to eat. And here it says these are the cravings of your eyes and cravings of your flesh. You should not desire it.Desire of this, then why does he say about you know like about desires in this way?
那这里呢又加了第三个，就说是今生的骄傲。在创世纪里面没说今生的骄傲，但是呢讲到生命树和分别善恶树。
And here it also added what he has and what he does.So basically, your pride in your life, it didn't say that in the test, in Genesis, and it is added here. So what is it here?
那这个今生的骄傲呢，就是从这个分别善恶树产生出来的一个果子。
So this kind of boasting what he has and what he does in the world is a fruit that comes from the tree of knowledge and good and evil.
那所以呢，我们在这里看到，是不是我们读到这些经文的时候，是不是说这是创世纪跟这里是不是矛盾的呢？这里看起来非常的严肃，就是我们爱世界上这些东西呢，就爱父的心就不在里面。
So if you compare with Genesis and here, do you think it's contradictory to each other? Because it says if you love these things and the love of God is not in you anymore.
那创世纪讲的呢，那些 造了就是要人享受的。
So in Genesis, it says the things were created for your own pleasure.
难道神不喜欢我们去看到东西美的就去觉得它美，看到好的就不可以吃，啊，也没有什么任何的成就感？难道神要我们这样做吗？
So does God not want us to enjoy what He's created, what is beautiful, and for us to eat or enjoy any kind of, you know, like self-accomplishment in our life?
那很显然呢，就是说这个，这些人的这些欲望啊，人的这些需要呢，是神创造的，神要我们去满足它。
So it is obvious that Lord has given us all these kind of cravings and also give us ways to satisfy all these cravings.
但是呢，怎么去满足它，这是非常重要的一个问题。
But how do you satisfy your own cravings is very crucial.
那我们看看在这个创世纪第三章呢，就是当时撒旦应有夏娃吃了这棵分辨善恶树的果子的时候呢，吃的时候女人就在诱惑的时候，那个圣经怎么记载呢？
So if you read about Genesis chapter 3, when the serpent asked the woman to eat the fruit, so what does it say over here?
那在这个第三章第六节创世纪呢，讲到就是说，但撒旦应有女人吃呢，女人呢看了那个果子以后呢，她就很喜爱，后来就吃了。第六节是这样讲。
So, Genesis chapter 3 verse 6, it says that when the woman saw the fruit, which was good and pleasing to the eye, and she ate it.
那这里第六节怎么讲呢？女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，却是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧。就摘下果子来吃了，又给她的丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
So here is what it says: when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for the food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it.
那这里讲到呢，就是女人看到这个树的果子呢，也是有这个悦人眼目的一个功用，也是能够做食物，而且可以使人有智慧。
So, not only the fruit, the tree was good for food and also pleasing to the eye, and in the same time, you can gain wisdom from by eating the fruit.
看起来跟园子里面各样其他的树的功用差不多，而且会更好，因为它还使人有智慧。那为什么不可以吃呢？
It seems that it is even better than other trees because it also has the, it also helps you gain wisdom. Then how come you cannot eat that?
但是呢，吃了这个树的果子呢，后来人就死了，这是它的一个结果。
But when you eat the fruit, you will die. So that is a result of eating the fruit.
那就是说，那我们怎么样来满足我们的欲望啊？所有这些欲望，那神给的这些欲望，我们怎么样来满足？肯定要来满足的。
So if God give you cravings, of course you have to satisfy it. But how do you do that?
但是这里这个女人呢，这样听了蛇的话去来满足的时候呢，最后就死了。
But when this woman listened to the serpent, and by listening to him and satisfy her own craving, she died.
那这个女人呢，就中了撒旦的试探。
So this woman fall into the trap of the temptation of the Satan.
那今天呢，撒旦也以差不多的方式在试探着每一个人，每一个基督徒。
So in the same way, Satan is, you know, try to tempt us, similar to how he tempted the woman in the garden.
就是神给我们身体的各方面、各个层面的需要呢，要怎么满足？在这个地方呢，撒旦要来试探我。
So when God created us, he gave us all kind of cravings. And how do you satisfy your own cravings would be a way for the evil ones to, you know, like tempt you.
所以在约翰一书里面呢，也讲到，就是说，眼目的情欲，啊，肉体的情欲和今生的骄傲，这是人内心的一些需要，他要满足。那这也是约翰提出来，你不能爱这些东西，啊，你不能爱这些东西，要爱父。你爱这些东西呢，父就不在你的里面。
So that's why, in First John, he mentioned about the craving of our sinful man, the lust of our eyes, and the boasting of what he has, what he comes. Like you have all these cravings, but you cannot love this. You cannot love the world or anything in the world. If you love this world, the love of Father is not in you. That's what John was, talking about.
那我们读了这些，是不是觉得很矛盾？啊，也很困惑。
So do you think it's
越来越清楚呢
？So do you think it is, you know, like, contradictory to each other, or do you? Is it hard for you to understand?
弟兄姐妹，我们第一个信心就是神是爱我们的。神说的东西，没有哪个东西是要害我们。
So first of all, we have to understand the Lord loves us, and everything He says is for. It's for him to love us.
所以约翰一书讲的，不能爱世界上的这些东西，不能爱世界，世界上的情欲、眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲和今生的骄傲，不能爱，啊，就是不能爱。
So John says you cannot love all these things. You cannot love the cravings of your sinful desires. You cannot love the lust of your our eyes, and also love the boastings of your life.
所以好多。朋友就说，读到这些圣经的时候呢，他们在没有真正的认识主之前呢，读，他怕做基督徒。
So a lot of friends, before they became a believer, when he reads these scriptures, they are afraid because they felt they will lose all of these things.
我曾经在新加坡的时候碰到一个。国内来的姐妹啊，但是我讲完道呢，她就跟我聊，她说她家里面的人都是基督徒，舅舅也是牧师，爷爷辈也有牧师。那我就问她一个问题，你为什么不受洗呢
？So once I was in Singapore, and when I finished my message, so a lady was talking to me, and she told me that all her family members are Christians, her aunt, hergrandparents are Christians, and I asked her, how come you are not
baptized?
How come you are not baptized?
那他不想回答我这个问题，那我继续就问他，我说你觉得受洗和不受洗，成为基督徒不成为基督徒有什么区别吗？
But she didn't want to give me an answer, so I asked her, what do you think is the difference between a believer and non-believer, or if you become baptized or not?Baptized.
他最终因为我不断的问他，他就说了一句，他说受洗和不受洗的区别呢，就是受洗以后呢多了一层约束。
So because I continuously to ask her, so she gave me this answer. So the difference between being baptized and non-baptized is that after you getting baptized,You have this kind of restrictions in your life.
谢谢安娜替我翻译，我女儿好多时候听不懂我的中文，爸爸的中文。谢谢安娜。
不客气。So I want to thank Anna for her translation because sometimes my daughter does not understand what I say.
我的这个乡音难改。乡音难改。
Because I have accents and when I speak in Chinese.
他就是多了一层约束。
约束。
约束。
So she told me that she has she has restrictions in her life if she got baptized.
那我就吃了一惊，我说，哎呦，这个是怎么来的？就是做基督徒就是多一层约束。怪不得人不要做基督徒。
And then I start to question, you know, question about this. So the reason why people do not want to get baptized because they felt they will have some kind of restrictions in their life.
那我听了这个姐妹的这个回答呢，我真的思考很多天，我在此祷告，我们讲的福音是什么样的福音？
So after talking to the sister, so I thought about it for many, many days and also pray about it. And I start to think about what kind of gospel are we preaching?
那最近也是碰到不少的人，其实一直碰到不少的人离开教会。那其中一个原因呢，他们说教会来了，要么就是有很多的垄断，要么就是很多的约束。
So, and also, over the years, a lot of people left the church, and their main complaint is that after they come to the church, they felt they were being restricted. At the same time, they hear a lot of judgments.
所以我们所呈现的福音是个什么样的福音呢？
So what kind of a good message or gospel are we representing?
所以我们要来反省。
So this is something for us to think about or reflect on.
当我们读到这个约翰一书讲到你不能爱世界上的事的时候，不能爱羊目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲的时候，我们怎么样来理解这个经文？
So when you read about, you know, here it says, do not love the world or anything in the world or your sinful cravings, how do you define or comprehend these things?
因为怎么样来满足这些人的需要呢？正是撒旦要试探的地方，你要爱主还是离开主？
So how you are going to satisfy your cravings, creating a gap for the evil ones to tempt you.
那所以这样的经文呢，就成了好多人的绊脚石，他不能真正的认识。
So, this kind of scriptures become a stumbling blocks, for those people, and they cannot come to know the Lord.
但是我们要真正的要明白神的心意。神说呢，就是你们这些人，邪恶的人，儿子要鱼的时候不会给蛇，要饼的时候不会给石头。
But we need to understand, the good purpose of our Lord. The Bible says, even if you are sinful, if your son, your children ask you for a fish, you will not give him a snake. If your children ask you for a bread, you will not give them a stone.
他说你们这些邪恶的人，原文说你们这些邪恶的人，你都知道儿子要鱼的时候不给他蛇，要饼的时候不给他石头，何况天上的父亲不把更好的拿出来。
So the original text says, yeah, even if you are sinful man, you will not do that. So how much more would the loving God give you instead?
原文说的 even you are evil,就是你们邪恶的人，在儿子要鱼的时候不会给蛇，要饼的时候不会给石头。
So even you,
天上的父亲不把更好的东西拿出来吗？
So even you are evil, when your children ask you for bread, you will not give him a stone, or ask you for a fish, you will not give them a snake. So how much more would God give you when you ask?
就是神要把更好的东西拿出来，真正的好东西拿出来。
So that meaning that God is going to give you what is truly good or better things for you.
那前面讲的鱼和饼当然也是好的，所以耶稣才那样讲，是不是？
So of course fish and stones are also good. That's why Jesus mentioned that.
No, fish and bread.
Fish and bread, sorry.
他不然他就不用那样的比喻，因为人需要鱼，需要饼。
Otherwise, he wouldn't use this kind of a metaphor because we need to have bread, we need to have the fish.
那神要把更好的东西给我。
But the Lord is going to give us even better things.
那什么是更好的?
So what is better?
那什么东西比鱼更好, 比饼更好?
So what is better than fish, better than bread?
那圣经里面耶稣讲到了，就说生命不是胜于饮食吗?身体不是胜于衣裳吗?你的生命比你的食物更重要。
So, the Bible says, your life is greater than the bread, and your body is greater than the food that you eat.
那好多人想的是食物，他并没有在想生命。
So a lot of times people were just thinking about food, but they do not think about their life.
那今天这好多人觉得吃这个不对吧？我们吃食物就是为了生命吗？
And you may think, okay, why it just doesn't sound right? Because food is for our body, right?
好多人等到他吃坏生病的时候，那一天他就知道耶稣讲的是什么意思。
But if you overeat to the point your health deteriorated, then you will know what Jesus was truly talking about.
他说身体不是胜于衣裳吗？好多人常常想着怎么穿怎么戴。
So he says that your body is greater than what you wear. A lot of people today just think about, okay, what should I wear? What should I, you know, like dress today?
我曾经记得碰到一个姐妹，她的鞋子是有一个房间的，一个装满一个房间是专门装她鞋子。
Once I know her sister, she has a room full of her own shoes.
就是说他的这个房子就是为他的鞋子做的。
So that room was purposely made just for her, storing her shoes.
但是呢，耶稣讲你的身体比这些衣裳穿戴要重要的多。
But Jesus said your body is more important than what you wear.
但是我们好多时候会注重穿戴，没有注重身体。
However, a lot of times we will pay more attention to what we wear instead of paying attention to our body.
好多时候我们注重吃喝，但是没有想到注重生命。
A lot of times we will eat and drink without thinking about our own lives.
那所以呢，就在这些领域里面呢，神的目的一定是要祝福我。
So in all these areas, you have to understand that the Lord's purpose is to bless you.
但是呢，撒旦在这些领域，他一定会来试探我。
But also in the same areas, Satan is going to tempt you.
那我们看看，就是说，圣经里面一些例子，就是说，撒旦怎么样来试探人。
So let's see some of the examples how Satan's will give us the temptation, how he tempts us.
马太福音第四章，我们看看耶稣当时撒旦怎么样来试探。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4 and see how Jesus was tempted.
那我可以来读中文，你如果有英文的话，你自己来。
Pastor Bing will be reading in Chinese, so if you have a English Bible, you can read it on your own.
第一节到十一节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 11.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探，他禁食40昼夜，他就饿了。那试探人的近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以。
王明牧师，我听不见你，是我的问题吗？Elvin, 你的声音也好奇怪。
那我这里可以吗？
现在可以了，刚才没有声音，现在可以了。
好，我们再读马太福音第四章一到十一节。
Matthew chapter 4.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探，他禁食40昼夜，后来就饿了。那试探人的近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。耶稣却回答说， 经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里说出的一切话。魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。耶稣对他说，经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，见世上的万国与万国的荣华都赐给他看，对他说，你若夫妇拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。耶稣说，撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。于是魔鬼离开了耶稣，有天使来伺候他。那我们再同时读一下路加福音第四章同样的经文。
And also we're going to read Luke chapter 4. It's the same. Verse 1 to 13 is the same, same thing.
但是我们注意呢，它两个经文之间就是说有一些话呢可以互相来补充。
You can pay attention to some of the verses here. They can complementary to each other.
耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来，圣灵见他引到旷野40天受魔鬼的试探。那些日子没有吃什么，日子满了他就饿了。魔鬼对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这块石头变成食物。耶稣回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里说出的一切话。魔鬼又领他上了高山，霎时间把天下的万国都赐给他看，对他说，这一切权柄荣华都要给你，因为这原是交付我的，我愿意给谁就给谁，你若在我面前下拜，这都要给你。意思说，经上记着说，当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。魔鬼又领他到耶路撒冷去，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以从这里跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者保护你，他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。耶稣对他说，经上说，不可试探主你的神。魔鬼用满了各样的试探，就暂时离开耶稣。那我们读到这里呢，我们可以看到魔鬼第一个我要讲呢，就是说耶稣受试探的时候呢，是圣灵带领他去接受魔鬼的试探。
So first of all, I want to mention that when Jesus was being tempted, he was led by the Spirit.
那也就是说呢，耶稣的受试探呢，是神所允许的，神所命定的。
So meaning that when Jesus was being tempted, it was granted by the Lord.
那这个跟进入试探是两回事情，受试探和进入试探是两回事情。
So, being tempted will be different from enter into a temptation.
那在主导文里面，神也教导我们，我们的祷告呢，就是叫我们不遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
So in the Lord's prayer, it says, lead us not into temptations and save us from all the evils.
那其实呢，神让我们就是神知道我们的软弱，要让我们祷告呢，不要遇见试探。
So the Lord knows our weakness, so our prayer, His prayer for us is not to enter into a temptation.
那但是呢，他试探是会来的。
However, temptation is going to come.
那这里呢，耶稣受试探的时候呢，也是从我们刚才讲的那三个层面，人需要的三个层面来受的试探。
So when Jesus was tempted, he was also tempted by the three areas that we were talking about earlier.
第一个就是他饿了，他要吃。
First of all, it was his own flesh, so he was hungry, he wants to eat.
这就是肉体的那个层面，需要的层面。
So it's from the temptation of our flesh.Our cravings.
那第二个层面呢，就是说让他站在这个殿顶上，要跳下去。 就是这个层面究竟是什么意思呢？
So the second temptation was he was standing at the highest point of the temple and Satan asked him to jump down. So what does it represent?
那我的理解就是那个悦人仰慕的一个层面，这个是一个社会需要，就是说别人看重。
So, from my understanding, it will be, from the pleasing of eyes. So it's a temptation of your status, in the society.
那第三个层面呢，就是今生的骄傲的这个试探，就是说人的这个成就。你来不是要做王的吗？你夫妇拜我，我就把这一切赐给你。
So the third temptation will be your, you know, like self-accomplishment. So he was asking him, okay, are you here to become king? So, you know, so he was tempted from, you know, like self-pride.
那现代的心理学家研究呢，人的这个人需要的几个层面呢，可以说就是三个基本的层面。
So from the modern day psychology, so the three different areas of our human desires is basically this kind of three levels.
那第一个层面呢，就是吃饭要活着。
So the first level would be, you know, in order to survive, you need to eat.
第二个层面呢，就是人从小到老，他都要问一个问题，就是说我可爱吗？就是一个社会需要的层面，别人爱不爱你，我能不能被接纳
？So the second level will be, you know, like you will be asking yourself, "Am I lovable?" So you are seeking for acceptance or, you know, assurance from your society in order to fit in.
这个角度也可以说就是悦人仰慕。
So you can also say it's a level of, you know, being pleasing to the eyes.
那第三个层面呢，就是我有用吗
？So the third level would be, am I useful?
就说人一生在问，除了吃饭以外呢，问两个问题：我可爱吗？我有用吗
？So besides eating and drinking, our life would be, we would have been asking, am I lovable? Am I useful?
那我有没有用？就是我能不能，贡献给这个社会，能不能成就任何的事情
？So am I useful? Meaning that can I contribute anything to the society?
这是近代心理学家的一个总结，其实就是跟圣经讲的一样。这人的基本的三个需要是神创造。
So it's a conclusion from the modern day psychology. It's basically identical to what the Bible says.
当然，有一些心理学家把它分得更加的细致。就像上个世纪的亚伯拉罕马斯洛把它分作五个层面。
So of course some psychologists will even divide the needs into further levels. For example, Maslow pyramid.
那马斯洛呢就把这个人的需要呢分成五个层次，他画了一个金字塔，就说呢下面的那种需要呢人需要的很多，上面的呢需要的比较少。那这个五个层次是什么呢？简单的给大家讲一下。
So for example, Abraham Maslow has divided, human desires into basically five levels. It was in the shape of a pyramid. So the base of the pyramid is thicker. Is yeah, 你讲吧。
那第一个层面，最底层的层面就是生理的需要，基本要吃，要睡眠。
So the first layer would be our basic needs and wants, like we need to eat, we need to sleep.
那第二个层面呢，叫做安全感的需要，你需要有房子住，遮风避雨。
So the second part of the pyramid is that you need to have a security, you need to have a house to live in.
那第三个层面呢，叫做社会接纳的一个层面，就是你属于哪个群体。
And the third level would be, who do you belong to, like a social category?
那第四个层面呢，叫做自尊的需要。
The fourth one would be your self-esteem.
那第五个层面叫做自我实现的需要。
And the last of the pyramid is self actualization.
那其实如果把它归纳一下的话，还是那三个基本的需要，一个是要活着，安全感可以说也是要活着。
So if you want to put it into a summary, it will be still the same hierarchy of needs, you know, like basic needs.
那你这个自尊的需要呢，可以说是归纳到一部分可以归纳到就是说那个社会需要，另一部分可以归纳到这个成就感的需要，就是说我有用吗？
So self and esteem can also be under the category of like, am I useful? Am I, the self, accomplishment category.
所以基本的来讲，还是这三个层面。
So, in summary, it's still the same three levels of your needs.
你发现撒旦呢，他试探耶稣也是从这三个层面来试探。
You will also see that, Satan is also tempting Jesus in the three levels as well.
那第一个层面呢，是关于这个食物的层面。
So the first, is about food.
或者说安全感能不能活着，也包括在里面。
Or you can say it's about security, or whether you can survive or not.
今天来说，对人来说呢，就是好多人都要赚钱，就是在这个层面。
So, modern days, it will be people with, you know, like how to earn money.
你要养家糊口，中文叫做养家糊口。
So you need to, raise a family. You need the money to raise your family.
那中文叫做糊口，就是说人的口要糊住，就是要吃东西。
And in Chinese, we say that, you need to stuff things in your mouth.You have to eat.
很好的翻译，就是觉得口要口里面要有吃的，这是最基本。
So you need to have something in your mouth in order to eat.
所以今天来讲呢，就是赚钱。这个第一个层面就是赚钱。
So for the nowadays is to earn money, to make money.
所以我们今天怎么赚钱？
So how?
这是撒旦试探的第一个层面。
So how you earn money, how you use your money, it will be the first.Level that Satan is going to tempt you in.
那今天呢，就是我们怎么样来赚钱，怎么样来运钱呢？我们怎么样来真正明白，我们不要落入试探呢
？So how you make money today, and how you use your money, and how do you avoid yourself from getting into the temptation?
中国有句话叫做“人为财死，鸟为食亡”。那这句话是讲在讲什么呢
？So there is a saying in Chinese, you know, people will die for money and bird will die for food. So what does it really mean?
那这个中国几千年的这个总结呢，就是说很多的人呢，就进到那个 category 里面去了，进到那个走到那条路上去了。
So for the years of Chinese history or wisdom, it says, people will fall into that kind of categories that you will die for money.
那甚至把它变成一个谚语，也就是说，好像是成了一条，就是这条路，绝对的道路。
And to the point, it became a saying in Chinese. It seems that it is our ultimate path.From human in to not believe astray into that way.
那反过来，今天的从我们认识神的角度，你就说，大部分的人就被金钱呢就捆绑，最后失去了生命。
So to us believers, that it seems that most people will fall into the trap, became a slave to money.
其实我们好多刚信主的人啊，也希望神在经济上面来祝福我。
So a lot of new believers were hoping to gain financial blessings from the Lord.
那我们牧堂有位老牧师，神在经济上也非常非常的祝福，他有壮丽的产品啊，各种东西。
So there is a senior pastor in our mother church. God is blessing him mightily in his financial life. He also has his own patterns and makes quite a bit of money.
所以好多年轻人呢问他就是怎么样来赚钱。
And many young will come to ask him, oh, how do we make money?
那他就会告诉他们，年轻人啊，被钱害死的人太多，你先不要想这个问题，先不要想钱。
And instead he will answer them, say, do not think about money first.
他说年轻人啊，被钱害死的人太多了。
Because many young people are being deceived or being led to death by money.
当然，好多人会问他另外一个问题是：啊，你是做牧师，你为什么有钱
？And also, some people will ask him a different question: how? Why are you so rich, even though you are a pastor?
你不爱钱，为什么有钱？
If you don't love the money, how come you are rich?
那这个问题呢，认识主以后就是很容易回答。如果不认识主的时候呢，他老在矛盾之中。
So if you do not know the Lord, it seems like a contradiction to you. But the question become very simple once you know the Lord.
但是呢，这个第一个层面呢，就是说真正要战胜这个试探，耶稣是怎么战胜的呢？
So, for the first level, how did Jesus overcome the temptation?
他是用神的话，他说：“人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里说出的一切话。”
So he overcame by the word of the Lord. He answered that man does not live on bread alone, but by the words of God.
那这句经文呢，是记载在《生命记》第八章，如果我没有记错的话。是原原本本记载在《生命记》第八章。
So, this verse is written in Deuteronomy chapter 8.
那肯定是在《生命记》啊，原原本本的话。
So, it is in Deuteronomy.
那耶稣不仅仅是拿这个话来向撒旦宣告，而是说他一定要这样做。
Jesus is not only proclaiming to Satan, but he is doing what the Bible says.
所以今天在我们在这一方面要得胜的话呢，我们一定要按照神的话语去做。
So if you want to be overcomer in this area, you have to do according what the scripture says.
要真正的相信人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里说出的一切话。
You have to truly believe that you live not by food alone, but you live by the word of God.
那如果我们这个是为了食物把神的话放到一边呢，最后连食物也没有，生命也没有。
But if you leave the words behind for food, not only you lose the food, you also lose your life.
但是如果你有神的话在里面，按照神的话去呢？你既有了生命，那父神会提供给你。
But if you do what the scripture says, not only you will have life, at the same time you will also be provided with food.
愿我们的弟兄姐妹呢，这一方面紧紧的抓住住来，经历它，不断的经历它，会经历到神怎么样在经济方面祝福你。当你看重他的话，多过看重你的金钱。
So may the Lord bless our sister, brother and sister, so that we know that if you take the word of God seriously, and not only he will bless you financially, he will also take care of your life as well.
那讲到这里呢，我还是要讲一下十一奉献。
So and I also want to mention about tithes and offering here as well.
那一讲到十一奉献呢，也是撒旦试探的一个地方。
So when you talk about tithes and offering, it's also an area that Satan likes to tempt you.
甚至好多不信主的人，你一说到十一奉献，他就那些钱去哪里了，做什么了。
So to the unbelievers, they will say, "Okay, where does the money go? Wait, what do you use those money for?"
因为十一奉献的一个概念在世界上是没有。
because there is not such a law or you know like a status for tithes and offering in the world.
所以呢，撒旦会试探所有的人拿这个地方呢，不要让人来信主，不要让人真正的来跟随主。
So Satan will use this so that you know deceive people from believing in the word of God.
啊，所以好多人会想，这是不是牧师拿去做什么啦？牧师需要钱吗？教会需要钱
？So people will say, okay, did the pastor take those money and do something with it?Maybe the person needs the money for something.
所以今天我讲的时候呢，我要告诉大家，就是说十一奉献呢，大家一定要做，但是呢，你可以奉献到别的教会去，只要在神的机构，你可以奉献。
So, I want to say that you, for tithes and offering, it is something you have to do, but you can also, you know, give it to other church as well.
那么为什么这样讲呢？就是撒旦会试探我一讲的时候，过去好多牧师在他自己教会一讲，撒旦就试探，就会弟兄姐妹的心里面放下一个冒犯，觉得牧师需要钱。所以我告诉你呢，你可以奉献到别的教会去。如果从来没有奉献过，你要奉献到别的教会，因为这是你跟神的关系。
So, why do I say that? Because in the past, when pastors mentioned about tithes and offering.It kind of offended the people who are listening to that, and they think the pastor is asking for money. So that's why I'm saying you can also free to give to other church as well, because it is something between you and the Lord.
你可以把它奉献到救世军，可以把它奉献到这个 UGM。
You can also give it to a Salvation Army or other, you know, like, yeah. 那
你可以给灵粮堂，你可以给宣明会。
You can give to other church as well.
那最主要的，你要知道，这是神的话，就是马拉基书第三章十四节讲的，就是说，你如果不奉献呢，你在偷窃神的东西；你奉献的时候呢。神会把天窗打开，要倾覆给你。
So this is something that between you and the Lord, and it is also mentioned in Malachi chapter 3. So if you do not give, you are stealing from the Lord.
但是呢，你如果给的话呢，神会把天窗打开。
But however, if you give, the Lord is going to open the floodgate in heaven for you.
那这个就是一个撒旦试探的地方，也是神祝福的地方。
So this is an area that Satan like to tempt you in. It's also an area that the Lord is going to bless you in as well.
所以我们为什么要来这个？要依靠主，得胜都是依靠主。
So that's why we need to always depend on the Lord, to become victorious.
因为马拉基书第三章十四节，你如果读前半句。停在哪里？就是我偷窃，我们不奉献十一奉献的是偷窃了上的东西。好多人说，哇，这个圣经在咒诅我。
So if you read Malachi chapter 3, it says if you do not give, then you are stealing from the Lord. And you, some people will say, okay, oh, the Lord is cursing me.
那你读到下一部分的时候，他说你以此试试，你把十一奉献，他要敞开天上的窗户来。
But if you read further, it says, "Test me in this, see if I will not open the floodgate of heaven and pour down so much blessings for you." So it is always, for the desire of our Lord to bless us.
所以这一关呢，一定要过，十一奉献的关一定要过。
So these obstacles, whether to give or not, you have to pass that obstacle.
就是十亿奉献，我讲是 tithing, 十亿奉
献。Tithing, yeah, tithing, yes.
如果今天你在这个地方你犹豫不决，明天要刻666的记号在你的额上，不刻就不能买卖，你能过吗？
So, you have to pass that. If you cannot give the tithes of your earnings. So at the end of the days, if the Satan is going to carve the 666 on your forehead, so that you will not be able to do buying and selling, so will you be able to stop that from happening?
启示录里面记载的这个整理呢，日子不远了，弟兄姐。就是兽要打他的印记在人的身上，没有这个印记的不能买卖。
So what is written in Revelations about the number of the evil one 666, when he carved that on your forehead, that day is not too long after.
弟兄姐妹，很可能就是几年的事情。
So brothers and sisters, maybe within years this will happen.
现在有可能很快很快就来了。
Or maybe very, very soon it will happen.
就说你没有兽的印记就不能做买卖，也就是说你不能买东西，你没有买不到吃的。
So unless you have the mark of the beast, you will not be able to buy and sell, meaning that you cannot buy food or, you know, to eat or drink.
所以今天如果我们十亿奉献不能奉献出来的话，我们明天怎么样？人家不让我们买卖的时候，我们能够不打兽的印记呢
？So if we still cannot give our tithes and offerings, so the day comes when they will give us the mark of the beast, can you say no to that?
你怎么能够拒绝呢
？How can you refuse?
当然，就是打兽的印记的人肯定进不了天堂。
Of course, Of course, those who have the mark of the beast will not enter into heaven.
那个时候你的信心怎么样？就是说你要相信神的话，还是要相信你看到的实物？
Meaning that, will you believe in the words of the Lord, or will you believe the food that is in front of you?
弟兄姐妹，神要给你食物，非常容易的事情。
Brother and sister, it's very easy for the Lord to give you food or to drink, to eat and drink.
所以我们要靠神来经历它，我们要来听别人的见证。
So we have to overcome by believing in Him and also listening to the other people's testimony as well.
人活着不是单靠食物，那是靠神口里说出的一切话。
Man does not live by the bread alone, but by the words from our Lord.
是一切话，不是一句两句话。
By all of what he says, not just one or two sentences from him.
不要挑你喜欢的去读它。
Don't just to read what you think is pleasing to you.
神是神，他讲的话我们都要听。
So the Lord is God, so everything he says we have to listen.
这是第一个层面。就是金钱的层面或者食物的层面。
So this is the first level. So level of food or from money.
第二个层面就是社会接纳的一个层面，你能不能被社会看重啊，接纳呀，对吧？那耶稣怎么样来战胜呢？也是用神的话。
So second level of temptation is about social acceptance or social status. So how did Jesus overcome? Still by the word of the Lord.
在这个层面呢，撒旦用了一个比较高明的方法来试探，他是用圣经来试探耶稣。他应用完完整整的来应用圣经。他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者。”用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。撒旦用圣经来告诉耶稣，你可以从这里跳下去。
So Satan is using even a higher level of temptation by quoting from the Bible. He says, if you are the son of the Lord, then throw yourself down because it is written in the Bible that he will command his angel and he will lift up your feet.In your hand, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
撒旦会今天告诉我们，经上记着说，你犯罪以后呢，神要赦免个70个七次，所以你可以犯罪。
So Satan is going to trick you by saying that, okay, the Lord is going to forgive you 7 times 7. So if you sin, it's okay. The Lord is going to forgive you.
啊，经上记着说，神必不离弃你，不会撇下你。
So the Bible says that He will never forsake you or never leave you.
但是你也要知道，经上又记着说，神可以把人的名字从生命册上涂抹。
But you have to also remember the Bible also says, the Lord is able to block out the name from the book of life.
所以我们读圣经的时候要有经上又记着说，耶稣是用经上又记着说来回答。
So that's why we need to know about what Bible also says, because this is what Jesus was answering him by saying that it is also written, do not put the Lord into test.
所以我们的信仰不要分什么派，我是这个派的，我就信这个，我是那个派的，信那个。
So that's why do not divide our faith into different kind of denominations, whether I belong in this denomination, I belong into that denomination.
我们如果只信一部分，就中了撒旦的诡计。
If we only choose to believe part of it, then we are falling into the temptation of Satan.
因为撒旦这里试探耶稣，很明显，他就用一部分的圣经来试探。
Because it's obvious that the Satan is tempting Jesus by quoting part of the verses from the Bible.
但耶稣对他说呢，经上又记着说。
So that's why Jesus answering him by saying that it is also written.
我们要明白去回答撒旦，经上又记着说。
So we need to understand and, you know, so that we can answer or counter-strike the Satan by saying, okay, it is also written.
那这是第二个层面，就是特别在这个社会被接纳的层面呢，仇敌会用各种的方式也会来试探我。
So this is the second level that how Satan is going to tempt us in our social acceptance or social status.
你看你成天这个做基督徒啊，走到社会上各个步入啊，别人看你很怪呀。
So he will say, okay, oh, you are a believer, you are a Christian. However, when you go into the world, you feel so different and so, you know, weird among the crowd.
哦，你成天去传福音啊，给这个不同宗教的人啊，你将来被绑架呀。
Or he will say, okay, you have been preaching to all kind of different faith, preaching to different religions, and one day you will be kidnapped by one of them.
所以撒旦就用各种的试探和恐吓来让我们呢来妥协我们的信仰。
So Satan is going to use all sort of accusations or temptations so that you will let go of your faith.
那我们是因信称义，但是我们信心都没有的时候，拿什么称义呢？
So we've been called righteous by our faith. However, if you lose your faith, how can you still be righteous?
最近我听一个老牧者讲到，就是说美国有一个牧师呢，牧养多年。他最近公开的辞去牧师的职位，而且他宣告他不再成为基督徒。
So recently, I heard from another pastor saying there is a senior leader, a pastor in the States. He had a church. He was leading a church for many years, but recently he resigned from his position and also declared that he no longer believe in the Lord. 是我的，听见吗 ？Hello。
Hello, Anna.
听见吗？喂，听见吗
？Hello.
听不见我吗？
啊，现在可以，现在可以。
Okay. So there was another pastor in the States. He recently resigned from his position, and also he declared that he is no longer a believer.
那这是第二个，就是人被试探，最后就离开了主，失去了信心，拿什么称义呢
？So that's the second level of temptation. So if you lose your life and the Lord. So what else can you gain?
那第三个层面呢，就是这种成就感层面，就是说这种要成就什么东西，对吧？这个魔鬼呢，就说耶稣说你夫妇拜我，这一切都赐给你。
And the third level would be, you know, like, self-actualization, like whether you can becoming, someone. So here it says, the Satan, 你不好意思，露丝，你来最后一段，你再说一下。
对，就是他说，你夫妇拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你，万国和万国的荣华。
Oh, so Satan was saying to Jesus, if you bow down, I will give you all of the world and the splendor of the world.
那你不是来做王的吗？
Are you here to become a king?
那为什么要上十字架呢？
Then why do you have to go on the cross?
那多痛苦啊。
So how miserable is that?
这都不是交给我的吗？我现在给你，你拜我就可以了，我就交给你就可以了。
So all of these things are given to me. You can have it by worshiping me.
那很简单呀，你就拜我，我就给你就好了。
So it's simple as that. If you worship me, I will give you all of this.
所以很多在这个要自我成就，在某个地方要成功的人。他会牵扯到一个敬拜方面失常的问题。
So those people who want to be successful in something, so they will be tempted by this.
一个人想要成为歌星的话，他就一直看着那个歌星，那就是他的偶像。
So if someone wants to become a singer, he will look to his the other singer, and that person becomes.His idol.
那一个人想要成为一个你要得到这个国家的权柄啊这些东西，他究竟要拜谁？这个问题非常重要。
Or if a person wants to be a leader of a country or nation, then who this person worship to?
他的内心里面在崇拜什么东西？信仰什么东西非常重要。
So what he really wants in his life, as in his heart, or what he worship has become very crucial.
今天我们要成就什么东西呢？这是撒旦试探的一个重要的一个地方。
And what you want to be become also become an area that the Satan is going to tempt you in as well.
你不要上十字架，不要经历十字架，你拜我就可以了。
He'll say, okay, don't go to the cross. You don't need the cross. You only have to worship me.
今天对我们来讲也是，你不要，你要不要像耶稣教导的那样放下自己，你要高举自己。
So he will say that, do not copy what Jesus did. Do not lay down yourself. You have to lift yourself up.
这就是世界上的人一直在教导，包括中国。那个我们看电视啊，也是自己都说我很牛，我以前从来听不到这种东西。中国人很谦虚，啊，前个几十年的在电视上都说我很牛，开始就自己要把自己要吹出来。
And so it's also teaching that in China as well. Recent years and the drama in the movies, I've seen people start to boast themselves, saying that okay, I can do it. You know, like I am capable.So it is something quite recent, so that people are, you know, like trying to build themselves up.
但是今天如果我们要成功，首先我们的在神的面前要把这个成功交给他。
But if you want to be successful, today you have to lay down your success, in front of the Lord.
耶稣讲人若撞得全世界又赔上他自己的生命有什么益处呢
So if you earn the whole world but lose your life, what good would that be?
所以我们要清楚我们真正的要什么。
So we need to know our key.
但是我们要清清楚楚的知道就是说神来呢是要祝福我们真正的祝福要给我们。
So you have to know that the Lord came to give us the real, the true blessings.
马太福音第四章，当耶稣战胜撒旦的试探以后呢，圣经怎么讲呢？他说魔鬼就离开了耶稣，有天使来伺候他。
And in Matthew chapter 4, it says, when Jesus have overcome all kind of temptations from Satan, it says the devil left him and the angel came to attended him.
他耶稣就是通过持守神的话，撒旦就退去。
So by hold on to the words of the Lord, that Satan left him.
那耶稣这里引的经文呢，读是旧约圣经里面的经文。
So all the verses that were quoted, by Jesus were from the Old Testament.
那耶稣呢是胜过撒旦，是通过持守神在旧约里面的经文。今天我们胜过呢，我们是真的是非常有，因为我们有耶稣的宝血。
So Jesus overcome the temptations by the word of the Lord, but today we overcome by the blood of our Jesus Christ.
当然，圣经里面也讲，我们也是靠持守神的道。
Of course, we are also overcome by holding firm to the words of the Lord.
那这里讲到呢，当他胜过这个试探的时候，就有天使来伺候他。
It says when you overcome, the angels came and attended him.
你先想，当我们胜过撒旦的试探，神也会差派天使来服侍我。
Just imagine that when you overcome all these temptations, the Lord is also going to send down angels to attend to you.
那天使来服侍你是什么概念？
What do you think about when angels come and, you know, like serve you?
那天使来服侍你，就是说呢，神来看顾你一切的需要。
So when angels came to attend you, meaning that the Lord is going to take care all of your needs.
而且他也要来赐给你权柄，要来大大的来用你。
And he also going to send authorities on you so that he can use you mightily.
那你会经历，我们会一起来经历了又经历。
And we will come together and experience him.
另外，大家也要记住另外一节圣经，在路加福音第四章十三节。
And also in Luke chapter 4, verse 13.
那里讲到呢，耶稣胜过试探的时候呢，撒旦就暂时离开了耶稣，也就是说他还会来。
Here he says, when the devil had finished all his temptation, he left him until an opportune time. So meaning that he temporarily left him.
那也就是说呢，耶稣一直要受撒旦的试探，撒旦会一直来试探他，他不会放过他。
Meaning that Jesus will be continued to be tempted by the evil one.
那你和我也是一样，撒旦会还会在不同的层面来试探我们。
Same as you and me, in all different levels, this evil ones or Satan is going to tempt us in every way.
但是我们名次胜过的时候呢，就有天使来服侍我们。
However, every time when we overcome, the angel will come and attend us.
那神会满足我们一切的需要。
And the Lord is going to satisfy all our needs.
就说，这一方面呢，就说就像这个圣经里面讲，亚伯拉罕不要名不要利，最后他是全世界人类以来最有名的人。
For example, Abraham, he is a person that does not want anything. However, he became the most influential person in the history of our humankind.
所以当我们放下，把这些都交给神，按照神的方法去做的时候，神会看顾我们各个层面的需要。
So when we willing to lay down all our needs and wants, the Lord is going to satisfy us in all different kind of level of our cravings, our needs, our desires.
在我们吃饭的层面，在我们被社会接纳的层面，在我们能不能有成就的层面，神都会让我们满足。
in our daily food, in our social status, our acceptance, and also our self-actualization, in all these kind of levels, the Lord is going to satisfy our needs to us.
那所以我们以最后一个经文来结束，就是在这个启示录十二章十一节。
So we will turn to Revelation chapter 12 to end our sermon with this verse. Which verse?
十一节.
Okay, Revelation chapter 12 verse 11.
弟兄胜过他是因为羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们随之于死也不爱惜性命。
They overcame him by the blood of the Lord and the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their life so much as to shrink from them.
这里讲到呢，我们要胜过他是靠着羔羊的血和我们见证的道。
So we will overcome by the blood of our Lamb and also by the words of our own testimony.
而且圣也让我们不要惧怕。
And Lord does not want us to have the fear.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
哈利路亚，主啊，是的主，谢谢你的话语。
Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you for your words.
因为你的话语就是我们的食物。
Because your words are the food to our life.
要让我们成长壮大。
So that we can grow, in you, Lord.
我们真正的得到你的生命。
So we can gain the true life from you.
让我们真的成为一个得胜者，在各个层面都是得胜者。
Help us to become an overcomer in all different levels of our needs.
主啊，我们非常的清楚，靠着我们自己是不行的，我们要完全的依靠。
We understand that we cannot do it by ourselves. We need you, Lord.
但是你也应许我们，依靠你的，绝不至于羞愧。
And you also say those who rely on you, will never put to shame.
你也说过，你来是要我们得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
And you also said you came to give us life, to have a split, I mean, sorry, abandoned life.
你也说过，在地上为你的缘故放下父母、天场、兄弟姐妹的，在今世要得百倍，在来世要得永生。
And you also said that those who leave their parents, their loved ones, their children, their spouse behind, in the you will they will gain a multiple in the years in the coming generation.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次都说，你的圣灵来充满我。
Once again, we ask for your Holy Spirit to come and fill us.
哇，让我们过一个得胜的生命。
Help us so that we can live a life of a overcomer.
每一天活在主里。
So that we can live you in you.
你把爱倾倒在我们的里面
，Pour down your love on us，
把喜乐倾倒在我们的里面
，And pour down the joy in our lives，
主啊，让自由在我们的里面
，Bring down the freedom that is in us，
主啊，使得主没有人夺去的
，So no one can takes it away，
主啊，让我们更加来经历你，经历你的真实。
So that we can continue to experience, the truthfulness of yours.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.